In the seventh year of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote to the various kings inviting them to Islam, and one of them was Heraclius, the emperor of Rome, Asham, was then under his rule. And since he was present in Asham at that particular time, Sayyid Yahya al-Kalbi, radiallahu anhu, the envoy of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went there with a letter addressed to him. And Sayyid Yahya delivered the letter to the governor of Basra, who then sent it to Heraclius. And during this time, a trade delegation of the Quraysh of Mecca was also present in Asham. And Heraclius asked his people to see if there was anyone around from Arabia who could be brought before him to tell him more about the person, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had written the letter. And so the delegation from Mecca was brought before the court of Heraclius. He asked him, "Who amongst you is the closest relative to this man who claims to be the Prophet of Allah?" And Abu Sufyan, who was also part of this delegation, replied that he was. And Heraclius informed him that he was going to ask questions and that he would expect him to give the correct answers. At that time, Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim, and he was bitterly opposed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He thought of saying such things concerning Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam which would disparage him and cause Heraclius to reject the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as false. After much thought, Abu Sufyan mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also claims that one night he travelled from Mecca to Baitul Muqaddas and returned to Mecca before the break of dawn. And Abu Sufyan's intention was to mention something regarding the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will immediately lead Heraclius to have reservations about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened instead was that one of the Christian priests standing nearby heard the words of Abu Sufyan and suddenly exclaimed, "Yes, I know exactly which night it was when some people came there to perform salah." And turning to him, Heraclius asked, "What do you know about it?" And he said that every night before sleeping, it was his duty to shut the doors of Baitul Muqaddas. However, that night, while closing all the doors, he explained, "I was unable to close one of the doors. Now, some people around, they helped me, but even after all of this together struggled to close, it just wouldn't move. It seems as if we were trying to move a mountain from its place. Eventually, I left two doors open, but when I returned in the morning, I saw in one corner of the masjid a hole carved in a stone, evident signs of an animal having been tied there. After seeing all of this, I told my friend that it seems as if the door had been deliberately kept open for the arrival of a prophet, and that this prophet had performed a salah in our masjid." Subhanallah. A priest testified before Heraclius, the king of Rome, of the veracity of having seen the signs of the epic journey of Mi'raj.